You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., episode number 1443.
If you're doing outbound, if you're calling, if you're texting, there's totally a way to do that, and that, you know, we've found that is comfortable. And you know, we just make the conversation entirely about the property. And right. So, you know, that's the starting place. Hey, I'm calling, it's out of the blue. You know, I'm curious if you might consider an offer on your property. And just pause, listen, make the conversation about them, what they want, not what you want.
This is game-changing information guaranteed to raise your real estate wholesaling business with actionable steps you can take immediately to navigate the ins and outs of wholesaling and start making money today. Join us as we put our guests in the hot seat and dive deep to dissect their strategies for success to enable you to duplicate their results. You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., the only show dedicated to making you a fortune in wholesaling.
From Madison, Wisconsin, I would like to introduce to the Wholesaling Inc. podcast, Micah Nichols. Micah Nichols owns US Leads List. And I am telling you right now, US Leads List came onto my radar in 2014. That's when I went on the waiting list for US Leads List. And I was not able to get into this list and use this list until about 18 months ago, thanks to Micah. And he took over ownership and has taken it to the next level. And if you're not familiar with US Leads List, it is the probate and inherited list, but I'm going to let Micah explain it a lot better than I can. So Micah, welcome to the podcast.
Dude, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure. So grateful. I got to take a second to commend you. I kind of got in your sphere when you had the summit last year. I joined your tribe, and I have to say, man, your group, what you built, what you do for your students, all those components is honestly the best I've seen in the business. So kudos. You're like everyone. You're there rallying everyone on, and it's really a beautiful thing.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Let's talk about you, though. Let's talk about US Leads List. Let's talk about one of the strongest lists. I'm telling you. So I looked at all the deals that we did, and 25%, one out of four deals that we did was a probate or inherited situation. And to navigate those waters gets a little bit tricky if you don't know how to do that. So this podcast is going to really help out a lot of people because, one, they're some of the best leads ever, because a lot of people sell the properties that they inherit as soon as they get the ownership of those properties. But two, it can sometimes be frustrating if you don't know the process. So let's kind of break this down a little bit, Micah, if you will.
Absolutely. Well, strictly speaking, we don't just do probate. So we kind of, the inheritance list is three separate things. So first is surviving spouses. Second, it's trusts. And both of those categories never go to probate. That doesn't happen with those two situations. And then last, it's kind of a combination, a mishmash of pre-probate and probate. And so probate, you know, it's just a legal process to delegate assets after someone's passed away. And so, you know, that's a good little kind of layout of what the inheritance leads are in and of themselves. That gets tricky marketing to probate and just basically any of those people because, you know, there's several things involved, logistics that people aren't used to dealing with, and then, you know, lawyers, courts, and then I think the biggest thing actually is emotions. So, you know, kind of staying relevant, staying in front of these people in a way where you can help unravel both of those situations and show up as just a giver in that situation is to me how I best monetize these deals.
Somebody passes away, there's a surviving spouse. They either did the work to put it into a trust or there is no trust. It's going to go through probate. The courts are going to decide who gets these assets, right? And so it's our job to reach out to them and have this conversation with them about whether or not they're going to keep this property, whether or not they're going to sell this property. In your experience, is it better to market to them and have them reach out or to be proactive and reach out to them? Because it's a very sensitive time. It's a very sensitive situation that they're going through. And I've never been really, really, really comfortable just like, wow, let me go after you, do everything that I can to get a hold of you. So I've leaned back a little bit and kind of tried to market more and have them call us. What do you think?
I think you can do it both ways. We definitely lean into inbound marketing. And by that, I mean direct mail. So, you know, we send them a letter, they call us back, and we basically field their calls and just, you know, try and understand the circumstance, the playing field, and help them get to a place where they can even decide that they want to sell. Because I'll tell you, you know, 1 out of 5 calls I get, they're just like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how to do this. I'm just not sure. And so, you know, you end up being a therapist in some ways. And I think any wholesaler can relate to that, but especially with these deals, because they're just kind of working through an emotional process. But that said, if you're doing outbound, if you're calling, if you're texting, there's totally a way to do that. And that, you know, we've found that is comfortable. And you know, we just make the conversation entirely about the property. And right. So, you know, that's the starting place. Hey, I'm calling, it's out of the blue. You know, I'm curious if you might consider an offer on your property. And just pause, listen, make the conversation about them, what they want, not what you want. And absolutely, you get yeses. But if you move too fast, if you grind on them, you know, kind of work them over, you know, take it to a price place first. You kind of are like, you know, the bull in the china shop. You break it before you can buy it. That's my approach. And with that said, you know, I have a client, and, you know, someone who works and uses our leads, and he literally just sends letters saying, hey, I know someone died. I'd like to buy your property. And, you know, last year, you know, he netted $200,000 from just our list, just that channel in his business. And so I think, you know, anything is better than nothing, but I have a way that I like to treat people and kind of show up, and that's what feels good for me. So it's not the best way, and certainly not the only way. It's just what works for me.
Got it. Love it. And do you know the stats, Micah, on when a property is inherited, how quickly the properties are sold after there's new ownership?
So we track a metric, and it's pretty relevant. You know, basically 50% of these properties sell within 2 years of kind of this death event. So they, you know, sell or transfer title. So half of all of the people that you're marketing to, and some of that goes to interfamily. So don't get me wrong. They're transferring it to a son, and the son maybe lives there already, or they're going to keep it or whatever. But half of these property, they're transferring title. Someone else owns them after 2 years. And so it's a really good way to concentrate marketing dollars, getting in front of more people who are going to sell it. And not only that, but, you know, when I do outbound, you know, I'm getting calls from realtors. Oh, this place is already listed for sale. Great. You know, I already have an inside card. I can use that and you know, talk the talk and see if I can work with the realtor to give me a solid deal. But and two, I think that's just evidence of people selling, people needing to move these properties there. It's an asset they want to monetize.
Yeah, it's wild, Micah. A lot. I mean, we use your list. We're reaching out to them. We mail to them. We get the inbound calls. But we also have, I would say, half the deals that we found that were in a probate or inherited situation just found us through pay-per-click, right? They just were looking to sell their house. It was a relative. They weren't really sure, you know, what they wanted for it. They weren't really sure in the process. Sometimes it's the very first property that they've ever owned. Right. And they're just like, I don't know what to do with this. I just want to sell it because I got to split up all the proceeds with everybody in the family. And you got to really understand how to communicate with these people, because if you spend too much time really grinding them on all about the house and all about what's going on, the condition, and not getting in and really talking about the person and what they're dealing with and what they're going through and really helping them out and being a resource, they're going to go with somebody else. I mean, we know as soon as somebody comes in and it's an inherited situation that we are going to be their resource for everything. What do you need? Do you need somebody to refer you, somebody to clean out the house? Do you need help with doing some sort of estate sale? We've done all of these things, right? Is there any pets? Is there anything that needs to be taken care of, right? Oftentimes these people live out of state or out of town, and they're kind of like, you know, just floating around, not sure what to do. And so we really sink in and say, how can we help you? Before we even talk about buying the house, before we go into the specifics, how can we help you out? What's going on with the property? And do you need us to change the locks? Do you need us to pick up mail and send it to you? Whatever it is, you know what I mean? And so we're just trying to be a really strong resource for them. And that really builds a strong bond, and they want to work with us. Because sometimes in that probate process, it's 3 months, 3 weeks, 6 months. It just depends on what's going on with that probate. But it's you have to build a long-term relationship with the people. And I would suggest this, if it is a long-term process to go through the probate courts, don't give them a price day one. Because the price could change. I mean, it could be a different price in 3 months or 6 months or whatever it is. Unless they're really willing to commit to you right now and sign an agreement before. I mean, they can't even sign an agreement. It's not even valid. So what am I talking about? You can have them sign it as kind of like, you know, an informal way to get commitment with them. But they don't own the property yet until it goes through the
court. Like a letter of intent or something.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's essentially as much as you get out of it. So what do you use your list for?
I really love how you crystallized all that, though. It's like, you know, active listening, finding out what they need and giving that first. And you know, just like, you know, you would treat a neighbor, your kids, you know, the people you care about, treat them like their family and you'll win them over. And, you know, in this world, it's like, you know, it's tough. Like, but if you show up for people like that on the regular, you're going to win. That's definitely how it works.
What do you use the list for? How do you use it? Because you're an investor. I mean, it's not like you're just, I'm just going to go out there and I'm going to just own this list company and that's what I'm going to do. I mean, you use this list as well. So what is that like and what is your business like?
Sure. Yeah. Well, it's changing all the time. We're always trying to make it better and more relevant. But, you know, right now what we're doing is we're hitting these people basically on a quarterly basis with direct mail. So, you know, that's out of the gates. We plan for that. You know, that's money that's well spent. Staying in that relevant period, kind of like the pay-per-click. It's like all of a sudden they decide one day that like, I need to sell this thing. And so, you know, if you're doing continuous marketing over a period of time, you're going to get that interest because they'll know well enough that like, oh yeah, yeah, no, this Micah guy, he's mailed me 7 times. I'm finally ready to sell. I'm going to call him. There's physical evidence of it. And I just got a call today. You know, so, you mailed me a year ago and now I'm ready. You know, we're going to sell this property. And so, you know, that's basically the foundation of our marketing. But as soon as we get the, you know, generate the list, we're calling the spouses right away. And then we're texting them and the relatives. So it's kind of a synergy of all those things. So we're touching, you know, kind of massaging them from every angle that we can just to stay relevant in front of them. So basically we work in southern Wisconsin. That's kind of our farm area.
Got it. And are you buying them and flipping them? Are you wholesaling them? What are you doing with these properties?
It's a mixture. So I just got an accepted offer on a flip the other day. That was sweet. We wholesale stuff. We've done a couple deals this year already. And then, you know, just depends. Right now, this deal that I just signed the assignment agreement for, that was kind of a development play, which I'm so jazzed about. Such a cool deal. Super fun. So yeah, it really depends. And then, you know, buy and hold stuff. Absolutely. We're doing that too. Numbers got to make sense. Basically, we're, you know, selling everything else, either the paper or the property.
Got it. And are you finding that most of your lead generation success is coming from the mail or is it coming from the calls?
I would say more from the mail. The mail, it's just sticky. It's physical. It, you know, people clutch onto these letters. It's weird. You know, they're like, I show up and I walk through a house and like the letter that I sent is pinned up on the refrigerator. But what I like about calls and texts is that it's a little bit faster. You know, direct mail, like the best leads that I have from direct mail are the lag ones that I'm not getting calls. No one else is looking at anyone. There's no pressure or anything. They come, you know, after I'm even done, they make it through my sequence and then they call. But I can do more deals consistently with the phone calls and texting. That's, you know, just moves the needle quicker in that way. But more deals from letters.
And are you sending letters or postcards?
I do both. So I start out with a letter, you know, really nice looking piece of direct mail initially. And it's, you know, super open-ended. I'm just trying to get people to call me, literally anyone to call me so I can talk with them. And hopefully, you know, win them over with my, you know, my smile over the phone and, you know, just connect with them. But then after that, you know, we send them one other letter and then we move into postcards after that. They're just more cost effective.
So letter, and then postcards. forever, or is there a stop date that you stop sending out those letters?
So we're actually just transitioning this. You know, I think we've got a couple clients who've been with us for, you know, over 15 years. And, you know, I'm trying to learn, right? So I call these clients and like, okay, how does this work for you guys? What are you doing? Why is this list relevant for you? And, you know, these people don't know each other, but all of them told me like, we just don't stop. We don't stop mailing. We collectively put them on your list. We refine it. Anyone who has to be taken off, if it gets sold, we take that off and we just keep on mailing it. And that, you know, really concentrates the motivation and, you know, the people who they're marketing to. And so I'm actually transitioning from, you know, what I was doing to what they're doing because, you know, success leaves evidence.
Yeah. And listen, you could go on to Upwork.com or Fiverr or something, put an Excel list, have a VA for $2, $3, $4 an hour, go through that list and clean out all the properties that have sold. You know what I mean? And then you're just sending to the people that, you know, are more likely to give you a call at some point, right? They haven't taken care of this and that'll clean up your list as you're adding new people all the time.
That is something too that we do for our clients. We'll basically scrape the MLS for solds and active listings, and we'll take them off your list for you if you send them back to us. So that's how we're refining that.
Awesome. So when somebody buys US Leadlit, and Jackie handles all this, so you're going to have to educate me here. I'm a little naive. So when we get a list from you, this is every property from what, the start date until, and then everything that starts adding up, or does it go back a couple of years? Like what is the list? What does US Leads list give us on a monthly basis? Is it a monthly, weekly? How often do we get it?
Yeah. It's monthly. So, you know, when someone starts with us as a client, basically we build a list going backwards for 2 years.
Nice.
And we deliver them that list at the start. So you've got a big chunk of data to work with initially. And then, you know, if you were to work with us, we give you a monthly list basically at the beginning of the month that's deduplicated from everything in the past and of fresh, relevant leads. And I mean, you know, so when we're generating these leads, it's about 6 weeks from the event of death. And so that's a tight window when we're talking about, you know, someone losing something that's irreplaceable. So it takes a little while. In some ways, that season data, the stuff that's been, you know, there for, you know, 2 years, like that's in some ways is more relevant than the stuff at the beginning. And it all depends, you know, this is, we're kind of measuring chaos. And so you just got to show up. You just got to, you know, market in a regular way. And that's where you collect the wins.
Got it. So basically get US Leads list, mail it every month and get deals. That's essentially how you guys have built this up.
Absolutely.
I love it. So I think a question in the mind of everybody watching and listening to this is, okay, great. It doesn't cost a tremendous amount to send mail if it's a smaller list, especially depending on what market you're in. But where do you send it to? Do you send it to the mailing address of the property owner that just passed away? Do you send it? Do you send it to a relative? Like, where do you send the letter?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we do and what we recommend is we send a letter to the mailing address, but you have to mail first class. And so the reason why this is important is that first class, if you do bulk or you choose the, you know, the cheapest delivery, they won't forward it to, you know, whoever's in charge. And you know, if you think about this logistically, the first thing that someone does when they pass away, whoever's kind of in charge, they forward the mail to them if they're not local or even if it's across town, so they can stay on top of bills. You know, this someone who passed away, they still have financial obligations. And so those are logistical, you know, things that they're handling. And so use first class letter and it will get forwarded to the person who it's most relevant for.
So it's absolutely key if you are sending out letters, and it doesn't matter if it's to inherited or probates or pre-probates or driving for dollars or tired landlords or whatever list that you are going after, make sure, guys, that you're using first class mail, because if they have changed their mailing address, they will forward that mail to the new address and they'll be able to get it and open it up and give you a call. So make sure you don't cheap out on that. I know that the Postal Service is just keeps increasing and increasing the price of sending letters, but they do work. And if you look at the return on investment, if you have a very targeted, very specific sniper-like approach to who you mail, you can do a lot of business. You can get a lot of deals, which is absolutely incredible. So let's talk about a deal that you mailed to using US Leads List. You closed it, and let's break it down. We're going to put you in the hot seat, Micah. So let's do our favorite segment of the podcast, which is breaking down a deal. Go ahead.
Okay, so it was last summer. I did a mailing. All, you know, my respective amount of leads came in, and then I got this trickling letter, and it actually was forwarded because I mailed his sister. It was forwarded to his house, and, you know, they were actually neighbors. And he sent me this letter back that said, you know, there's almost no information. What would you offer for the property? So I went back, I did a little bit of research, and this guy, he's got a big parcel, like in Madison. It's about 4 acres. And so this is kind of a combination land deal and, you know, single family. But so he's got 4 acres in the middle of town. And I send him a letter back, no response. I door knock him once, I door knock him again. I door knock him a third time. I finally get in front of this guy. He's this old man, sweet as can be. It was really clear that, you know, he's a believer. He, you know, as soon as I started talking to him, he starts talking to me about God and this and that. And so I just listened. I just actively, you know, asked him questions about his faith and what he was doing and why it was important. And, you know, he lost his sister. He lost his wife. I spent 45 minutes talking to this guy. And I heard most of his family story. And again, just putting the person first. And the appraised value of the land and the collective properties, it was something like $700,000. And I didn't know how to value this at first. Like I said, I'm still learning. And so I offer this guy like $532,000. Just initially verbal offer. He's like, okay, yeah, that's interesting. And he just totally ghosted me. Tried to call him, couldn't get a hold of him. I had to door knock him again and, like, you know, pin him in a corner. And I'm just like, hey, you know, what's going on here? Can you tell me? He's like, we're nowhere near where I need to be at for this property. I was like, okay, well, help me understand. He's like, well, I mean, just the price you offer is, that's awful. It's pitiful for what I want. And so I just realized that I didn't have the right information. So I call a friend of mine, and he's a developer in town. And I'm just like, hey, man, I think there's development potential here. I don't know how to value this land. Can you please, you know, just, you know, come with me or give me some advice as to what I should do? So I made him another offer, $1 million. He still shook his head. I made him another offer, 125, no. 1.5, no. $2 million. And we got this guy to ink a contract, finally. And, you know, this is all in, you know, basically being coached by my developer friend. He's like, man, you know, if we can get entitlement for this land for multifamily, it looks like it's zoned appropriately. The value of this is about $3 million. And so I'm like, well, you know, $2 million is a win. Like, this is great. And so it took about 6 months. We signed a year-long contract, took about 6 months, and I just signed the assignment agreement. And I'm going to make $250,000 from this one deal. We're taking it, we're selling it to another development house. And I mean, I'm just blown away. I've got goosebumps because I've never had an assignment this big. This is just insane, like 1 in 1,000. But I just didn't stop. I kept on going. I kept on pressing in. So that is set to close later this week. That just happened.
Later this week. It's done and dusted. You're going to get this thing closed.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. Come on. Oh my gosh, $250,000. Have you ever had $250,000 just wired into your bank account?
No, nope, not that much. I'm so jazzed.
How do you feel?
I'm like pinching myself. I'm still so tickled.
Is it like breaking your brain that this is real, this is going to happen, and that just out of thin air, out of one conversation and persistence, you're going to make $250,000?
It is honest. It's still really hard to comprehend that this has happened. You know, I think everything good in life comes from consistency. It's just showing up, grinding, and then, you know, suddenly the stars align for something just extraordinary to happen. And so I didn't do anything special. I just showed up. I listened to this guy, and here I am. So that's my deal. I'm still, like I said, I got starry eyes about the whole thing.
I love that you offered him $532,000. Can you imagine if he would have said yes to that? Holy cow.
Oh my God, that would have been amazing.
But hey, at least he let you stay in it. At least he let you do your due diligence and come up with an offer that he felt good about. And that's what it's about. You know, sometimes we can make a deal. Sometimes there's enough room in there for us to be able to go back and renegotiate, especially when it comes to land, guys. You got to find an expert that understands land. You got to find somebody that has done a lot of land deals and they see the potential. There are levels to the real estate game, and all the levels, every single level is just recognizing potential in different properties. That's all it is. And the more that you're around it, the more opportunities that you can find and sell to other people and sell to the cash investors in your marketplace, the more opportunity you get to sit back and see what is their exit strategy with this property. What are they going to do with this property? Because it just adds to your ability to recognize potential. Right? Somebody else could have came along and been like, oh no, I mean, if he's not taking $532,000, then it's just not worth it. This guy's crazy. He probably wants millions. He's just, you know, there's no way that this old man's ever going to get that. And then you just keep chipping away and finding experts in that really understand that potential. And boom, you get paid $250,000. Now, listen, if it's just a single family house and there's a bunch of comps, there's only a few different avenues that we can go. When there's a big piece of commercial land that can go multifamily, you find somebody that specializes in it, find a commercial broker, find somebody that does these deals, find a developer and get their expertise. They want to help you out. They want to be involved with it. One thing I do know, Micah, about developers and the commercial brokers is they are deal junkies. The more complex, the better. Absolutely. They just love it. It's like it tickles all of that analytical brain that they have. And they're just like, oh, this is fantastic. So congratulations, man. I had no idea. And it's closing this week. Oh, my gosh. What perfect timing for this podcast. That is awesome. Well,
you hit the nail on the head. It's just bringing other people in, too. It's like, I didn't know. I hoped. And then it's like, all right, I'm out of my depth here. I think there's something. But I had an intuition and I called a friend who was an expert somewhere else. And, you know, I don't know, they're actually taking on and they're going to be partners in that development. And so they're going to make way more money than I will, but all because of, you know, calling the right person. And I'm okay with that. That's great. You know, let them make all the money.
Yeah. They take on all the risk. They should make more. That's the whole risk reward, you know, balance. You know what I mean? So absolutely incredible. Guys, I highly endorse US Leads List. I highly endorse working with Micah. He really cares about the people that have the opportunity to work with him. Not all areas are available. So if you're looking for the absolute best when it comes to any kind of, what did you call it? You called it event of death situation. And people making changes after that event of death, this is the premier list to go after. I mean, if you could, I know people in Phoenix, and I told you that, Mike, when I found out that you bought US Leads List, I know two guys in Phoenix that do $1 million a year only using this list. I'm telling you. They hit it and hit it and hit it, and they'll do deals that somebody passed away 2 years ago, but they're just consistently doing it all the time, and that's all they do. That's just their bread and butter. So absolutely incredible, and I highly endorse it, guys, if you're interested in that. What is it, usleadlist.com?
.com, yeah.
Awesome, usleadlist.com. Mike, if people just want to reach out to you and maybe ask some questions about it before they commit, what's the best way to reach out to you or your staff?
Probably the website. I'm happy to drop my email. I don't know if we could do that in the show notes or something, or I could say it real quick.
Yeah, we'll put it in the show notes and you can say it here.
Absolutely. It's MICAH@USLeadList.com.
Awesome. USLeadList.com, guys. Definitely check it out and check out Micah. Give him some love. Congratulate him on making $250,000 on this deal, either in the comments on YouTube or reach out to him on social media and tell him congratulations. Micah, thank you for being on here. And thank you for being part of the Rhino Tribe. We love you in there. Right, Micah actually built a whole course on the exact process that the top people use and that he uses to do these deals in the Rhino Tribe training at wholesalinginc.com. So we really appreciate that, and everybody's getting a ton of value out of that. So thank you for that, Micah. And thank you for being on the show.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to be in your company. Till next time.
That's awesome. Guys, listen, everybody has a different schedule. Everybody has a different budget. Everybody has a different experience level, and people are in different markets. That's why there is no one size fits all approach to building your real estate empire. There's not. And that's why we want to encourage you to go to wholesalinginc.com and talk to us. Talk to us about all those things that make you unique, and we will put together a plan. That's what the Rhino Tribe is all about. We customize a plan for you to go out and find deals as quickly and as efficiently as possible. We've been doing it for over 10 years, guys. And I want to encourage you to go to wholesalinginc.com and apply for the tribe right away and check out what we're all about and get a customized plan so that you can go out there and cut through all the fat, all the fluff, get right to the meat and potatoes and start doing deals. So definitely check it out at wholesalinginc.com. And that is it. As always, I'm your host, Brent Daniels, Mr. TTP, and I am encouraging you to go out there and talk to people. I love you. I'll see you soon.
That's all for this episode. Your next step to success is to continue the conversation over at wholesalinginc.com by joining the mailing list, as well as get your chance to book a strategy session to learn the systems and become part of the tribe and work personally with one of our amazing coaches. We'll see you next episode with more ways to make you a fortune in wholesaling.